Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Africans, Nigerians. It's Lagos Talks 91.3 FM.
No, you see, you didn't do Lagos.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Again.
Africans, Nigerians, Lagos. It's Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. Yes, and it's the Hey Show, the Health and You Show. Yes. This is that time on Thursday, 6 to 7, when we talk about health. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a regular follower of this station and of this show, you know that we've dedicated Thursdays. So Thursdays, I'm sitting here, the CEO of the people, Okay Bakasi, with Dr. Anne. Dr. Anne is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Make some noise.
For Dr.
Anne. Dr. Anne is wearing lace today. I don't understand.
Just give the lace.
Now, lace this one, Abby.
How are you, people?
All right, of course, Kola Wole is still
Yes.
The man that holds it down from evening till when we get out of
that's
here.
That's what's up.
So he's here. All right, people, as you all know, what we do here with the Hey Show, the Health and You Show with Dr. Anne and Okay Bakasi, what we do is we try to look at health. You know, oftentimes we say, how are you on the show? But we want to make sure that when we say, how are you, and you say you're okay, you're really okay. It's almost like a cliche. When you say, how are you, then people say, yeah, I'm okay. But are you really okay? All right,
exactly.
So we call your attention to some certain things, you know, that will keep you healthy, keep you going, because we want you to stick around. Eh? This hardship, only us, no one go through them by ourselves. The more the merrier. Let's share the wahala. All right. So, Dr. Anne, what are we talking about today on the Hey Show? What are we talking about? Let's get into it.
Thank you. Okay, today we're talking about occupation and health. So we're going to talk about how the work you do affects your health and vice versa. So as a way of introduction, I am going to define what health means. So health, according to the World Health Organization.
As you're defining health, we want you to also define work. because we want to, so that we can put two of them side by side.
I agree. So health is a state of complete physical, mental, social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease. Occupation, by a dictionary, Merriam-Webster dictionary, is described as a job or a profession. It's also described as the principal business of one's life. So basically, in describing it, it's like anything that one majorly does for a living. Some people will say, oh, maybe pleasure, but when it's pleasure, I'm not sure if it can be defined as,
you know, there's a time when they will say don't mix business with pleasure. Since after COVID, my personal mantra is to mix business with pleasure. I'm mixing it with my brother, you understand, because COVID has told us that, or has shown us that, you know, you can wait to work finish, then enjoy later. Make you no go enjoy at all.
Right.
Yeah. You know, during COVID, you're one sneeze away from being.
I'm telling you, you're just bringing back memories.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bring back memories.
So all this small money that you have put aside for rainy day, rain go beat you, because and the money go there.
I'm telling you, like, a lot of people have that mentality, you know, about life.
Yeah.
Enjoy now, because you never can tell when.
So what we are doing now, for us now, we are I'm mixing business with pleasure. As I dey work, I dey chop.
Yes, sir. Make our time to enjoy your
life. Yes, now today we dey work, dey chop. Now make we book on a workshop.
No, it's workshop, not workshop.
Okay. Anyone want to explain that? Me and workshop. You know, so Dr. Anne, so health and work, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Are they interrelated? Should we do one and leave the other, or should we be doing two of them at the same time? What is it about? Give us a greater picture, a bigger picture, a bigger understanding.
Right.
Of what this topic is about.
Okay, so basically why we're discussing this topic.
I'll be audible a little bit.
Yeah, well,
for the sake of people waiting traffic.
So why we're discussing this topic is that a lot of people spend a lot of time at work. And that is like when you say 8 hours, that is more than about, or let's say 1/3 of the day. And some people even spend more than 8 hours, because when you calculate the commute, the time of going, and then the time, they're all related to work. And some people, even when they are back home from work, they still have calls, they are still engaged in a lot of discussions or checking up something. So you see that a lot of time is actually spent working. And it's usually the individual that is engaged in this kind of work. And so a lot of studies have found that there's this relationship that, that can be between, it's like a dual relationship, that work can affect health and health can also affect work. Yes.
They can affect each other.
So it's either positively or negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if there is a form of balance, when a form of balance, they call work-life balance, is maintained, then there could be some positive benefits from work. So we could talk about some positive benefits that can
We want to hear the positive benefits of working hard. Or working smart.
So now when you say working hard, that's a bit subjective smart. Because someone will say, okay, what's the scale for measuring that someone is working hard? And then
okay, let's forget scale. Let's forget how hard you're working.
Exactly.
Or how well you're working. Let's just say, what are those positive things health-wise that can come from working?
Right.
Yeah, so, as like somebody like me now, if I come up for morning, I go to record. Yeah, I finish from flatmates. I come to the radio station. Then I finish from radio. Sometimes I go and do events before I retire for the day.
Yes.
So what are the possible benefits that come from all the people in the banks, you know, that report early in the morning and they are there out in the
and they're doing it every day. Day in, day out.
So what are those positives that can come from it?
Okay.
Health-wise,
yes. So I'd like to say that the benefits of working can be direct to the individual. And also indirect. So it can be directly that the person gains, for instance, remuneration, the person gains some economic benefits from, from
yes,
working.
Like when salary enter, when a lot enter like this.
You smile.
They cure malaria.
They give you, you calm your nerves.
That's
when
a very direct.
Come, Some stress will leave you first, hide.
Exactly. And so some people are engaged in different types of work. So it depends on when your remuneration comes. Some people get it instantly. And so that there can also be gratification. Someone can say thank you for a job well done. That kind of lifts the mood. That kind of gives somebody a sense of value addition.
And
and
the joy that comes from knowing.
So that's a more psychological impact.
Absolutely. So those are some kind of There are many benefits. I'm sure if you ask everybody here what are the benefits, they would say totally different things from what I've just said. Then in addition to that, there can also be indirect benefits of working because one person at your place of work can make decisions that affect a lot of people. And there are diverse works, diverse occupation that are very important. It's just like seeing the different parts of the body that all come together to keep the person alive and to make the person keep the person going. So different the military, the doctors, lawyers, different kind of occupation that exists have their own benefits to humanity, to mankind, and then decisions taken can go a long way.
I also think that there's the emotional benefit.
Absolutely.
The emotional benefit, because sometimes going to work helps you run away from a troublesome spouse.
Another angle. Dr. Annie will not. Dr. Annie will not support you.
Why not?
No, she will support you. Because sometimes you have a troublesome spouse who war. They are not a person of love. They are a person of war.
So the question now is that positive or negative?
Yeah.
Because that's like an escape for the person. Is that person
for peace of mind? Even if like 8 hours of peace of mind, before you go back, go face your wallet.
I understand yeah. that. But also, in addition to that, talking about emotional benefits, the satisfaction people get from adding value, from being engaged in work.
Productive stuff. Yeah.
Productive stuff. So when we say work, we don't necessarily mean that you're employed by somebody. You can be self-employed. It could be different types of employment. Mm. But then the joy that you're providing something of value, that you're creating something of value and putting it out there in the world, and getting rewards for it, whether monetary, whatever form of rewards there can be, whether awards or whatever form of recognition, or some people are not even recognized. Let's say, but then they've added some value to humanity, and that kind of gives them this pride, or gives people who work the joy and pride to keep going.
How about the physiological benefits? You know, some people, now that petrol is expensive, people trek a lot in Lagos, so they are trekking Ikorodu road. You trek to Maryland.
So
we're normally not going to go exercise.
Exactly. People that ordinarily they will be at home living sedentary lives.
Yeah.
But because they are employed, they're into one business. And then fuel is expensive, so they trek a lot.
Life isn't that a benefit? Their gym.
Wow, that's another
when life
angle.
Is your gym.
So that's another angle to look at it, because working makes people active.
Yeah.
Intellectually, they are thinking, producing stuff. Physically, like you mentioned, they are also moving around and producing. So I also agree that work is a kind of contributes to physical health when it is done within reason. Because it also helps if it's done in the right way to eliminate sedentary lifestyle.
Yes. And some people work, give other people joy. You know, like how this way they charging points, you know?
Why CEO go bring this one?
You know, people are around like you. People who are in the work of biocularization.
Okay, biocularization.
You understand? Their work is of social
significance. Is it true?
They provide social services. These are people who are the indices for measuring urban development.
Like I said,
once you see that, you know, say development not in that town. Yes,
are you saying that they are indicators? They are indicators.
Once you begin to see Akulakuna people or Biakubiaku people for your village, you know, say development not in that. They precede investors. They go ahead of investors.
Are you saying that they should be used as I'm not.
But you know, maybe psychologically.
Science has not, or facts.
Sociology has proved it. We are not waiting for science again. Anyway, it's a social science.
Anyway, so when we talk about that, we're also going to talk about the negative effects of certain work on the health. Mm. Okay, on the health of an individual. So. When the work has become or has crossed the line, the balance limit, it can become stressful. So first and foremost, stress can result.
Okay.
As a result,
it's true. If it's one customer, it can be fun.
Especially when
the person attends to like five customers.
Why we say which customer? Okay. Normal customer.
Especially when work is done inefficiently.
Yeah.
So work might the load might not even be so much, but if it's done in an inefficient manner,
it becomes burdensome,
stressful, and worrisome. Then also the position of work, the working conditions, the work environment.
Yeah.
If it's not safe, if it's not
work environment can contribute to health. Yes.
The culture at work.
In fact, the
policies.
God bless you.
That the organization live by the policies.
I'm thinking that you know there. If you work in a place where they have a lot of fine people, it they help.
It improves your mood.
They improve mood.
So you're seeing beautiful faces around.
Well, doctor, you're just smiling.
Or if you're working
you're
where
not saying anything.
The people where they there.
Where everybody be like
your eyes strong.
Everybody face me like he wants a prayer fight.
Okay, that's interesting.
No, but doctor, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If you work in an environment where you're working in the morning, you're walking into warm company of people, of a lot of fine people of both gender, you understand? You know, you look around you,
beautiful
better
faces.
Things there around.
Yeah.
You understand? Smiling and happy people.
I don't think you
understand?
Smiling and happy, okay, I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even the ones who are not today happy like that, you know, their structure can be happy.
Yeah,
they can be structurally happy.
Structurally happy.
You understand? In such a case, when they pass like this, they create happiness.
Talking about passing, the ambience.
Talking about working environment.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with you that work environment in terms of physical environment, social environment. So it's not only physical environment. Yes, ensuring that the place is safe, the structures are put in place to protect people from accidents, from hazards and all that. But social interactions.
And they don't post things for CEO live.
Social environment also matters a lot at work because it has been seen to Instagram affect people's like productivity.
Yeah. Mm.
So some people may say, oh, they don't look forward to going to this place to the next day just because maybe they don't feel like they're connecting very well with some of their colleagues. And so that can really affect productivity. That can lead to different kinds of
health implications. Issues,
yes, that affect productivity at work. So, yes, there has to be like a balance at work.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to give Dr. Volume. Mm. So that people at home go to hear where because yes. sometimes
I hope they're not giving you feedback from the
they're
live.
Giving me feedback from this place.
I didn't listen to the radio.
It's from anyway, I guess it's from here.
Yeah,
the radio is fine.
I think radio is fine.
The volume from the one I'm capturing on Instagram live.
Okay.
You know, some people are trying to concur with me that, you know, even the male and female, some lady said when she walks into the office and sees a fine handsome guy, you know, in the morning and they crack
improves the mood.
And they improves her mood. Well, then some guy says there are some people with big EKB in their branch and, you know, they all move around and he's creating joy. So you see, these things can just elevate people's mood and drop their blood pressure and just generally make life very good for them.
Some people are asking questions, but when it's time, we would push those questions.
Right.
Victor on the road is
right. So I'm just quickly going to define
asking.
Workplace health, health promotion, because that's what we're talking about today. So workplace health promotion is like the combined effort of employees, employers, and the society. So it's a combined effort of the employees, that's one who is employed, the employer, one who is offering employment, and then the society in which those two people exist to improve the mental and physical health and well-being of people at work. So this definition was given by European Network for Workplace Health Promotion. Yeah, so if we look at that statement, it's a combined effort. It's not just one party. So it's the employee, the employer, and even the society trying to make the workplace a safe or a healthy environment for people to thrive. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll be moving on to how health promotion can be achieved at work. So we'll talk about improving work organization and working environment. I think we already talked about it, that it's usually finding ways to work efficiently. So when a worker is given tools to work with, that helps them to work efficiently. Some people in their workplace complain that, oh, they don't have things to work with. Yes, they are employed, but then it's a bit difficult for them to carry out their work and they have to like improvise, and that kind of puts extra stress to what they are doing.
I mean, this is my Instagram people. I mean,
what are they saying?
They're being naughty here. Let me just face the camera on myself. Go ahead, Doc. Doctor, you're getting high praise here on my Instagram live.
We will tell you Dr. Anne's handle so you can go and connect with
thank
her.
Thank you for tuning in.
We'll rest.
We're talking about the working environment. So when we talk about working environment is what surrounds the health worker. Not only physical, there could also be social environment, the friendships, the social interaction they have between employee to employee, employee to maybe the superior or the supervisors or the line managers. And those can also affect a person's state of health while at work.
Okay.
Yes. Then we talk about promoting active participation.
Yeah.
So when we talk about promoting active participation, meaning that there should be like health policies that kind of promote actively. When they say actively, it's pointing or saying things that people should do to improve upon their health, like health education, things like having maybe like fitness outlets or encouraging programs that promote health.
Physical health.
Yes, encouraging programs that... And we talk about ergonomics as well. Ergonomics kind of making the the environment of a worker suitable to that.
That's true.
Work.
Some people go to work and they're going to sit down on one chair that will break their back.
Exactly.
Or use one laptop or desk that is choking their leg constantly.
Yes. So there are different dimensions to that. It's a very broad topic that we cannot we just summarize and just give an overview. But these things matter. These things matter a lot. Some people are exposed to hazards. Some people should use personal protective equipment while at work.
Yes. The nature of work. People should use personal protective equipment at work.
I don't know. I know where CEO is going.
Did I go anywhere?
But it's true.
I just echoed what she said.
So protective things like what, helmet?
Yes.
So it depends on the job. Yes, helmet is a very protective.
But if they work in a place, you know, some people work
in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
I was going to say people that work in the offshore where it's very humid and you know the ocean splashes water, you can wear a raincoat and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
All those kind of things.
Come on, we're there, I'm sure.
I'm just saying, you know, people that work in oil and gas, you know what I'm talking about. So,
in watery
doctor,
areas.
Isn't it so? You know,
people that work in the Delta,
helmet, raincoat, all those things, boots, rain boots
that are recommended for that, that are fit for the purpose.
Yes.
You know, this echoing of yes, maybe I should even ask you work in this. What are the measures you use to measures do you use to promote your health in your workplace?
Because we have a lot of visitors in the studio, we have sanitizers all over the place.
Right.
You can see up there. I don't want to mention the brand. There's one there. We used to have wipes, but I think it has finished.
Okay.
So we have wipes. We have things that would disinfect your hands because you're interacting with people. You're shaking hands. You're speaking with people. You're in an enclosed space. So in terms of germ control.
And from time to time, they wipe down the console.
Yeah, we wipe down the console. So because of our guests and all of that.
That's very good.
The place clean.
So when we talk about social, because we're beginning to see that social environment also matters. It's not just carry your bag, go to work. You also have to interact with people at work.
What of the negative impact? Have we talked about the negative impact?
We haven't talked about the negative impact. Or we were just beginning to talk about the negative impact. Because I know we talked about health, burnout. Burnout can happen when people are maybe a bit overworked, right? And they've not managed stress effectively. Burnout can happen, and it varies across occupation. It varies across professions. Then there can also be hazards from particular kind of work. For instance, for healthcare workers, they are at risk of hospital acquired infection, needle stick injury.
This one that CEO is seeing.
So
I just want to be hearing clearly.
They are also at risk of getting some communicable disease because they come in contact with this. If you talk about welders, so the hazards vary according to
the occupation. I laugh out of this thing.
Some people
on my Instagram live are just being naughty. You people are being naughty. Too naughty. Anyways.
Yes, when we talk about acapellas, are we going to talk about acapellas, friends?
Who is friends?
Somebody said keeping quiet for too long at work causes mouth odor. What if you
noise? I was going to mention that when we're saying, you know, you go into your workspace and you're seeing colleagues that are looking fine. Some people work in environments where maybe they do manual labor, so they sweat a lot.
Body odor everywhere. Like factory.
So you can imagine in conditions like that, the employer is supposed to make the work environment conducive for the workers. So the International Labour Organization, ILO, they have specifications, they have different conditions that employers are supposed to meet. And I know we should have some of that here as well.
Yeah, we have labor laws here.
There are labor laws, there's an employee act, there are different things that protect the workers while at work, even though some of them may not be implemented, but it's about being aware that these things should be done. If a place is very hot, then there should be, that means the cooling system is not maybe working properly, or because sweating can be a hazard. If it drops on the floor and it can make another person to sleep, you know, it can lead to a series of unwanted events. So we encourage employers as much as possible to make the place more conducive for the workers, and also encourage employees to voice out their concerns, to discuss such concerns with their employers in a reasonable way.
Mm.
So we'll talk about negative effects now. For some people, working in a place for a prolonged time, maybe exposure to some chemicals can actually lead to certain health challenges, like cancer,
hazardous
fumes, and all those
especially
things.
Especially when you work with petrochemical protective equipment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that can directly affect health over time. And even some people that work with fumes, like you mentioned, fumes, they can come down with respiratory illnesses at a later age.
Yeah, but how about doctors? So for you, you're a doctor now. So your colleagues at work, where they use equipments like scanners or X-rays, X-ray machines, and the likes, how do they protect themselves from adverse effects of radiation? If you work with someone who
people who work in areas with high radiation,
exactly.
They have meters that measure it.
Absolutely.
And that's protective wear for absolutely. Such environment.
Absolutely.
And even they have a decontamination protocol for when you go in and go out.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
So in addition to that, ideally, place radiation of significant amount should have indicators outside to show when the place is in use, and then it's even a restricted area that people don't go in and out very randomly. So it's a policy, and it's something that that goes with how the place is built to protect the whole everybody working there from just being a victim of maybe radiation leaking out to other places. Okay. Then protective equipment for people, they make sure that only people who are supposed to be there are there at the time, and even they follow the manufacturer's precautions in terms of the guidelines of using that machine, because some of the accidents happen when those things are not used properly. That's one. Then, like mentioned, there are meters that check, and some of these people that they're not supposed to be there every day, so they take they run shifts, and they have some off time so that they are off these emissions. And so there are a lot of we can't exhaust all of these precautions that should be taken, but there are standard precautions, and so for everyone at different occupation or different walks of life, it's important to know what protective measures you should apply, because even for a seamstress, there are hazards that could result from maybe needle stick injuries or repeated
needle prick. We understand that.
Cuts can happen.
It means when the needle
pricks the person.
Yeah,
that's it. Now it has no other explanation.
Okay.
Yes.
I just
needle
want to
does not refer to any other thing.
The needle pricks the context.
So those are some of the negative things that can. And then when someone is in an environment that is not very supportive in terms of the social environment, that can also affect the psychological the mental health of an employee. All right. Like we keep saying, if a place is conducive, people look forward to going there. If a place is not conducive, people don't look forward to going there, because they feel this place is, and that shows a lot in their productivity. It kind of affects productivity for such persons. Then that's for the individual. Now for the organization, if the work is negatively affecting an individual, it can affect the organization, because they have low tone, they have like productivity is low, like, yeah, they have
people,
high
people
costs,
begin to
people begin to fall sick, and
levels.
Then they pay a lot in insurance for health.
It's more
for
expensive.
Health. Exactly. So it's more expensive that for people to become, for their work to affect their health negatively. Then you have, for the society at large, quality of life is affected. And so those things are things that that needs to be checked. So I'm going to give some examples of workplace health program components. Health education.
These are basically what we are going into for the benefit of those who are joining us now. When you say workplace programs, those are the things that companies can put in place to ensure the well-being of people who work in such environments.
Yes.
You know, so people pay attention. The people on my Instagram, they are not paying attention. That's my problem. They are having an entirely different conversation. Me, I'm putting this in live on Instagram so that you people can learn one or two things. But people are busy here. Worrying about whether a doctor is married or he's not married.
Said,
whether he's
a child. This doctor here don't date. Same way CEO date Michelle here.
No. We are trying to make people learn one.
They are calling it needle prick. I don't understand why.
No, the needle prick is causing a different conversation on my Instagram
tick
live.
Injuries, okay? Needle
tick. So when prick, where something pricks you, it means it's puncturing your skin.
Puncturing skin. We are not referring to size of anything. We are talking about when, because the argument is ongoing here on my Instagram, is irrelevant. We are talking about
accidentally
sticking needle on your hand.
Yeah,
that's what we are talking about.
So some of the strategies that we can use as individuals, as employees or employers, as a society to improve the health of at the workplace include health education. So people say, "Oh, okay, what's about health education?" Just talking about simple things, talking about how to take care, how to toilet hygiene, for instance.
Yeah.
To protect other people from getting any infection, wash your hands.
I think that's
even
the general thing in every
wash your hands, dry them, you know, how to just be clean generally. You talk about different things. You can talk about first aid at work. Mm-hmm. They can be trained on first aid. They can be trained on resuscitation. Yes, that's part of first aid. There are a lot of things depending on the nature of work. Then there's access to local fitness facilities. So some organizations have gone as far as including or providing fitness facilities like gyms or studios within their
CEO, these people that are making we're going to come for them and use needle too.
Are they maybe they are giving us a lot of points. Should we put them on the show?
Don't mind them. They are not even focusing on the issue at stake. That is my problem here.
I will expose
them
now.
A different conversation.
I would expose all of you. Is it because Dr. Anna cannot see your comments? I will start calling your names now.
Maybe I should start calling their names and exposing them. Doctor, go ahead. Don't mind them.
These local facilities are very important because they also encourage people to be active. Remember earlier on the show, we talked about sedentary lifestyle and how work can also be a form of physical activity for some people. It makes them move around. And so some organizations have gone even the extra mile of providing this. Some HMOs, some like health insurance companies provide this for those who are signed on to their packages to access such facilities, which is also a very good way of health promotion. Company policies that promote healthy behavior, such as tobacco-free company. So some companies will be like, "Oh, you don't smoke inside; you have to go outside." That's very productive. Some people do health wellness programs where they kind of encourage people to maintain a healthy weight, and they kind of incentivize these things to further encourage that. So that's another thing. Then employee health insurance coverage for appropriate preventive screenings. A lot of companies are doing this employee preventive health screenings, and that is very important because some people for the first time discover that they are risk of becoming or becoming that they are at risk. Let me say, pre-diabetes, pre-hypertension, or maybe cholesterol. That's the first time they get to find out. and then they start to do something about it, which eventually leads to a better outcome. A healthy work environment created through actions such as making healthy foods available and accessible through vending machines. Now, this one, we have to really talk about it, because I don't see that many companies that do, or many organizations are doing this. Instead, the reverse is the case, where they get a lot of, I'm not going to tag any set of food unhealthy, but there can be healthier options. So instead of maybe small chops every day or pizza every day, for there can be salads, or there can be smoothies, or there can be juices. But you see that some of these things are even more expensive than the healthy stuff. Yeah. So when people gather and they are in the, for instance, I have a lady, I know a lady who said to me that, oh, every day the company provides pizza.
Ah, their company.
Or
are they still employing in that?
So it's like, oh,
yeah, there are companies that serve lunch.
Yes. So there are companies where they serve lunch. It is served to you like, okay, this is free. I'm not the one paying for it. So at that time she was really trying really hard to look past some of these things. Nobody's saying it's entirely bad, but then the quantity and the frequency, it's something that one should also consider. Then we'll talk about a work environment that is free of recognized health and safety threats, that's hazards. For instance, no naked wires, no wet or slippery floors. The physical environment is conducive for people to work. Broken chairs are fixed. Basically,
many of these things happen in companies and they don't just talk about it. Somebody go to work and maybe the laptop will shock them, or something will harm them, or one thing or the other. But people don't really hammer on it when it happens. They just go with it.
So that is why some of the things we want to talk about, that it's not, some people will say, oh, it's not my, some people use that a lot, say it's not my father's work. But then sometimes when something happens, nobody knows who it's going to happen to. So when we identify some of these hazards, it's very important to point it out, to say, oh, this is going on. This is what I noticed, a crack on the wall or something that is considered quite dangerous. I think that people should call attention of the higher authorities to that. Then we're going to talk about facts. Like I said earlier, a study showed that Americans that work full-time spend more than one-third of their day, 5 days per week in the workplace. Then you know that employers are responsible for providing a safe and hazard-free workplace.
Employers.
Yeah, there are some...
The health of their employees at work is their responsibility.
Yes, there are some workplaces now in some countries where they have discovered that work fatigue, you know, is responsible for low productivity. In some places, they have introduced nap time for workers. Yeah?
Yeah.
They've introduced, like, apart from lunch time.
Like, there are some tech companies that do that thing.
Yeah, like tech companies.
Yes, there is a nap.
So they have nap places where you can go and, if you work, you go take small nap.
Yeah,
you understand,
but I don't think Nigerian employers are willing to deploy that full scale.
Nigeria never pay.
People work good.
You never make sure of your salary for both end.
And you're not putting.
I give you where to go and sleep,
where there's bed and everything.
Where there's the light day, which person won't pay internet for this? Wanted this.
These are some points. That's where you
company won't make you do cruise. Make the off gen safe for here.
Yeah, so this is where we come to the policy levels. So the policy
now,
level,
policy-wise,
yes.
There's something that I need to point out. In some places, they don't allow spouses work together. Yeah. So is that positive or is that negative?
That would perhaps be some sort of psychological angle.
So that's the reason for that might be some HR related policies. I'm not sure about health, but when you talk about the health of those two parties involved, it can be it's just individualized. I don't know. I can't speak for someone. Some people might not be comfortable working in the same company as their partner, while some people feel, okay, that would help us in different ways. But I think that policy is, like I said, human resource kind of corporate policy. I don't know.
I think in general, for businesses that are not one man owned, I don't think it's good for spouses to work together.
Why do you say so?
One, for job security. All right.
Okay.
If company fold, make two partners no day jobless at the same time.
Yeah, that's the only way.
That is one.
Mm.
Secondly, for both of them, their own sanity. You understand?
So that's your opinion.
But I know some people that actually, many husbands and wives meet in the office now.
For both of them,
so
sanity.
Why you talk about?
Because
this?
It's good that if you have problem at home, that you have a getaway place where you can go and.
But if not for office CEO, you know, so many people would
with a different mindset at home.
Many people would not have married enough for work.
No, but it depends on the profession. I think that applies in the corporate world. In healthcare, you can have husband and wife working in the same hospital.
Hospitals can have husband and wife working because the problems that you people handle can be enough distraction. Yeah, because you people are always struggling to save a life. So you have a way of putting aside your personal problems and first save life.
Organizations that have that as a policy would also have their reasons for backing that policy up. They could say, "Oh, it's for the job for security of the job," or I don't know. They have reasons why they have that policy.
But sometimes it's also for security in the company, like in the banking sector, for example, because it takes two sometimes to commit fraud. And they don't like when it's a family member, because that way the bond that ties you together is stronger than the bond that ties you to the work. You understand?
I agree.
So people
clash
can
of
connive.
Interest.
Yeah, a conflict. People can connive and go and carry company money.
I agree.
And then sometimes, you know, some people will feel unfairly treated because they all know that this person is a team member. Maybe you are like the team lead, and your wife or your spouse is one of the people in the department. So people feel like there's an unfair advantage.
Yes.
You know.
So like you just mentioned, there are diverse reasons why maybe that policy is in place for those areas or those occupations where they are in place. Yeah.
Yeah, they have. Of course, they have their reasons.
Yes.
But I think for if it's one man owned business, no problem. You and your partner can comfortably run your business. Is your life?
So that's a sign that it can work.
No, it can work, of course.
Husband and wife working in one company
can actually work.
It
probably takes more discipline, but if it's work, it will work.
Mm.
Yeah, it takes discipline. Because sometimes, like we said here, if you work in an environment where there are too many fine people, some partners are too jealous. You understand? Mm-hmm.
So all those things it's true.
So the only way you can breathe in that company is that maybe the one person works on another floor and the other one works on another floor. If you work on the same floor, like people in telecoms, for example, where there are lots of young people, or in the banking sector where there are lots of young people there, you know, you may be this one person that is very pleasant. You come to work every day. You're nice to people. Everybody likes you. So they talk about you from floor to floor. And your partner sometimes just feed the filter in, you know.
But let me even
if it costs
you,
problem.
You're in the entertainment industry. You can have husband and wife in the same entertainment. So you tell me now. You tell me. Educate me on this policy. How does it work out for
those of us in the entertainment industry?
Yes, tell me.
For people who are married to their colleagues in the entertainment industry,
yes.
I don't know how they navigate it. It wouldn't be my option. Me personally.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in that sector. Let me speak for myself. I don't know about other people. Me, it wouldn't be what I will naturally embrace.
I'd like to
embrace.
Know why.
Why I wouldn't like to marry somebody in my sector.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's for a different reason, not for working together.
Okay, not like it affects your health.
You know, it wouldn't affect my health. It wouldn't even affect my work. But I think having two of us in the limelight all the time is not a good thing for being able to manage our own personal life. You understand? So a situation where I'm in the public space all the time, and my partner is also in the public space all the time. I think it makes it very difficult for conflict resolution. You know, there are things that happen in marriage. If you have a misunderstanding with your partner, it's easier to settle when it's just between both of you. Once it goes into the public space and online in-laws and family members weigh into it, it becomes very, very complicated. Because people feel like they can now pitch information that you don't even have. I give you a typical example. There's one now. Nathaniel Bassey has gone to court, has petitioned the IG over that incident. I don't want to go into detail because the first time I even saw it, it was cringe for me. You know, that people can even go to the extent of making such comments about other people's family and you know, newborn child. I was really offended by, you know, those comments. So now, you see, things like that happen, you see, when both of you are in the entertainment space, in the public space. If not two anonymous Nigerians, who will be doing that comparison? I don't know if you understand what I mean.
So if you're not in front of the camera...
If you're not in front of the camera...
But still in the entertainment space.
So a lot of people have issues in their marriages. You don't get to know about them. But once one celebrity and his wife quarrel is news.
And any small appearance in public, any small paparazzi don't snap pictures.
So now, if you and your partner, if una they come out all the time, if una not come out for 2 weeks, speculation don't start. Yeah, because you guys are always in front of the camera. You know, so for me, yeah, let one person at least be quiet. Make one person day in front of all this wahala. You understand? Than two of
us. That's
my own personal reason.
I agree with CEO.
It's just too much
on that one.
To manage wahala, you know,
both of you
just
being in
much.
The limelight 24/7.
And
that's like a good argument for some of the marital issues that we see happening around.
So for me, it's not good for the health of the relationship.
Okay.
And by extension, the health of the people involved.
So indirectly, it affects their own mental health.
Yes.
Their own. It can even lead to physical.
Exactly.
Illness.
Look at what they've been doing to Yule Dochie, my friend and the wife. You understand?
They're both in the limelight.
If they were not both in the public space, maybe one person would have been anonymous. The whole wahala probably wouldn't have
it
been
won't
that.
Last because
it won't be that bad
be
and
enough
it
materials.
Won't last that long.
Yeah.
They won't have materials all the time to keep talking about.
But in talking about it, we can also look at the positive side that there are people who both have also succeeded and had problems.
I am not saying you will not succeed. I have colleagues who have navigated it. I'm just saying everybody know waiting in Fikare. You get? I'm just saying that for me.
For you, that's your own opinion.
I mean, we have a lot of celebs who, the couples are popular.
Yes.
The couple are popular. You know the husband or
yes,
you know the wife.
Of course, I have colleagues now who have in the industry.
And they manage, and they've been together for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, but most times you find out too that those people, one way or the other, try to maintain a low profile.
Yeah, popular, but they're not always trying to be in front of.
Yes, they are not trying to. They are not always cutting controversy. You understand? Just make the news, make the suffer wanting.
That controversy is a topic for another day because we'll start that one. Anyway, so we're now talking about workplace. I think that workplace health varies. How to maintain proper workplace health varies from place to place, depending on the occupation.
And from individual to individual.
Absolutely.
Because everybody has to
do types.
Yes, everybody has to do what they can manage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so I think it's time to open the lines.
Yes,
even. Let us start getting calls and people's contributions.
Our time is fast spent.
Time is moving so fast.
Okay, so 0809-234-5913. 0809-234-5913. You can also call 0201-515-1913. 0201-515-1913. Hello?
But before I get...
Yes, so it's okay with you.
You're in the building?
Yes, so it's the Hey Show.
It's okay with you.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm okay.
I'm looking forward to talk this show now because finally we have someone to keep us updated. You know, about this thing. So now, You're keeping us abreast. I love
you. No problem.
No problem.
Thank you.
About working with my wife, I agree with you because me, I'm already public. Do you understand? My life is already out there. So I need for me, not for how. I was talking about my children. I like my children private because they may not be mature enough to ask the drama of the public school.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't have a problem with it. Because of my kids.
Yeah.
And they'll spend more time with us. That's why I don't mind having public support. For the way Nigeria, they still don't get jobs. May y'all be lucky.
Okay.
For the late.
All right. Thank you very much. All righty.
I think some people were asking the doc questions.
Okay, yeah, take it.
Okay, let me see. Good evening, all in the studio. Doctor said some people can be trained on resuscitation. What if I have a female boss who doesn't like a male staff and she fainted and needs to be given mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? And the male staff is the only one available.
Hope
she won't sue him for sexual abuse when she wakes up. Or does he need to call her husband for permission?
Yeah, there's something to talk about in that question. Forget that the person we ask him may be mischievous. So. Yeah, but there's something to ask about. You know, emergencies at the workplace.
Yeah. I watched one video like that. I think it was a movie I was watching. And then there was a gun, like crossfire. They were shooting in a scene. And then one of the police officers, female police officers, was trapped behind one of the cars. And then the superhero came and was like, okay, can I carry you? Can I hold you? And then they shoot like crazy. I don't know if you remember I think it's Hancock or so. Yeah, it's Hancock. So they were shooting. It was a crossfire happening. And it was just funny to see that, you know, the whole phenomenon about sexual abuse is portrayed in the movie.
Yes.
In the sense that, under life and death circumstances, someone was asking someone for permission before
you do it. Yeah, let Dr. Anne even respond to that.
Right.
You know, because in this era of sexual abuse and accusation and somebody claiming that you inappropriately
touched, and there's an emergency situation in the office.
An emergency situation.
Right.
As a male colleague in the office, are you allowed to just go and help the female or you go and look for another female?
So thank you for that to that person that asked that question. That's a very important question. In an emergency situation, always it's important to ask for permission, even from the person you're trying to help.
If the person isn't
person can respond, the first thing you want to find out if this person is conscious. If this person is conscious, is what's the matter? Can I help you? You're looking for if the person can talk, or you're looking for body movements like nodding that suggests that the person has accepted to be helped. If the person says no and shakes the head in the way that says no, that means that the person really doesn't want you to help. Then there are some people that carry badges. It depends in the part of the world. There are some people that say do not carry badges like do not resuscitate, meaning that if they lose consciousness, that you should leave them. That is the end. Some people who suffer through, who go through some certain medical conditions, they have accepted that, if they maybe get into some cardiac arrest or respiratory arrest, and that nobody should try to bring them back. And that is their badge. So it's very important.
Then there are some religious groups too.
There are some religious groups that don't accept certain interventions. So all these things are very diverse that you have to be seen to.
Even under that
there are some religious sects that don't allow a man touching a woman.
Because we're answering this question, there's something called the humanitarian law, the humanitarian act that kind of covers people when they're trying to save life. Like Kola Ole said, what if the person is not conscious? So you have to establish that this person is not conscious first. Hello, what if you know the person's name? Then you ask before you even touch, you're asking. Hello, so that you're respecting that person's decision. It's being respectful to that person's decision, that people have the autonomy to say whether they need your help or not. You understand? And then humanitarian law covers. Mouth-to-mouth is not even the standard practice these days. These days, there are even hands-only resuscitation. Because there are some certain communicable diseases that are there. So mouth-to-mouth is not even the first thing in the first that one should be thinking about. We now talk about hands-only resuscitation that people can do and still try to maintain the person alive until advanced.
Yeah, because those dynamics, especially in this era, one has to be careful.
Yes.
You know, because there are times even in the workplace you see.
But it's always very important to ask, even if it's a child, can I help you?
You see a colleague. Even there are times you see a colleague have wardrobe malfunction. You don't want to even go and tell them because they will not say, what are you looking at?
Just mind your business.
Let our market just be outside.
It's not an emergency situation.
Let market
no,
that
outside. One's not emergency.
Make the market that side. Or so, you go so and for another lady to yeah. tell her, say, I beg, help us go yeah. and tell your colleague.
You can tell a lady.
You understand?
You can tell a lady to tell her.
You know, before
but it still sounds a bit. Just mind your business and go.
But it's what you feel one kind.
Yes, now.
You understand? Because
as a human being,
but you know, the primary. If you see person market, in all of this, let's mention that the primary aim is to save that life. Yeah. Nobody is going to care because some people will say, oh, this person is busty. We're going to talk about that in maybe one of the episodes of this show. But this person, the primary aim is to save that life. So if that person is not breathing or not responding, the primary aim is to save the life first.
All right, fantastic. It's almost 7 o'clock. Before we round up for the day, please. Today is my mother's birthday. Yes. Ring a bell of blessing. And of course, in the studio, my personal assistant, Ifani, here. Today is Ifani's birthday as well. Ifani, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ifani. Yeah. He's on the camera trying to make sure that we capture this moment for
absolutely,
all of us.
Absolutely.
Ifani, happy birthday. Mom, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Mom. To bless you. All right, wonderful people. Thank you for being part of the show. We'll be here next Thursday again with Dr. Anne. All your Dr. Anne fans on my Instagram live.
In fact, now real fans. I think we'll start
putting...
Why?
What? Where are they?
They're not following you, Abby.
Dr. Anne, what's that your handle again?
I think we'll type it.
Because they've been asking since.
Wellness with Dr. Anne. WELLNESS with WITHDRANN. Wellness with Dr. Anne.
Fantastic.
So if you got it, you can type it on TEO's live so others can follow Dr. Anne.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful people. Thank you for being part of the show. Keep following me on my social media handle at OK Bakasi.
And keep being safe at work.
Yes, and call out at Kola Wale, follow you.
Yep, that's my handle.
All right, until when next?
It's the word. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama News. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Dr. Anne, for bringing that up. All right, you guys, take care of yourself, take care of your health. All right, it's the hair show for today. God bless.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.